guys, we are into our second week, so congratulations if you made it through last week. Hopefully, if you needed to, you were able to catch up over the weekend, but let's get started. So today we are at day six. We will be looking at Deuteronomy 5 through 8, 28 through 31, and 34.
Yeah, so during this reading, we're going to be jumping into Deuteronomy, which is, honestly, it's one of my favorite books of the Old Testament, just with the flow and everything that's in there. And what it is this is a moment when Moses is preparing the people for the ultimate next step into taking hold of the promised land. So we're past the 40 years of wandering. You have a new generation that has been raised up. The old generation that it came out of Egypt has all passed away. And what Deuteronomy is this moment for Moses to recap, honestly, everything. He kind of goes through everything, retelling the story, making sure they all understand what took place, understanding what God did, what God said. And I kind of see Deuteronomy as this moment of Moses. It's going to sound kind of odd, but he's the coach and he's got them gathered around and he's getting the team ready to say, okay, guys, we're going to go win this thing. We're going to get ready to go take control. And he's just making sure the foundation's there. So in our reading, it picks up right in the Ten Commandments, which is the foundation of the covenant. So this is that moment where Moses is reminding them, this is the covenant that God has made to us. These are the laws that God has given. We are his people. He is our God. He's laying this before them so they understand really what's at stake in the sense of this is who we're called to be. It's kind of an identity moment of this is who we're called to be. And then he goes on and he says one of the most powerful statements, I think, in the entire Old Testament. And this is in Deuteronomy 6, because he's laying everything out. This entire relationship between the people and God is based on a desire for God to love them and for them to love him. And in Deuteronomy 6, we have in verse 4, this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be put upon your hearts, impress them on your children, pass them on." I mean, this is foundational because this is the crux of Jesus's message, the great commandment, right? Love the Lord your God with everything you have.
That's one of my favorite
parts
of the Bible. Yeah.
And so this is that thing where, you know, unfortunately, many times when we read the Bible, especially the Old Testament, we fall into this rules and do this, don't do that, regulation stuff. And this is that foundational. This is all about a desire of God to love us and for us to love him with everything that we have. And again, this is what Moses is reminding Israel about before they enter in, because then he goes in and he starts talking about, you know, a lot of Deuteronomy's obedience.
Yeah.
You know, he starts hitting this, hey, you're going to be blessed and you're going to be prosperous and it's going to be awesome if you obey. If you don't, this is what's going to happen.
Yep.
And for anybody that's doing this reading and then here on Sunday, we're seeing the consequences of Judges where they don't heed the warning of love me, you know, and this is what's beautiful. Again, the Old Testament is, some people might be reading through this and struggling with, you know, oh, I like the New Testament, not the Old Testament. But Jesus is really clear. You know, even Jesus says, love the Lord your God. And he says, this is what love is. Mm-hmm. Obey my commandments.
Yeah.
Right. That's the crux, is God has never said obedience is, you know, come and sing the latest worship song and you know, have this outward appearance of a Christian.
Yeah.
Obedience.
Well, and I think the beautifulness, is that a word?
We're
beautifulness
gonna go with it.
Of the new covenant. Man, it is so much sweeter when you look at the old covenant and the things that they had to, the do's and don'ts that they had.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's, you know, you get a lot of people that just want to focus on the New Testament and they'll be, well, Jesus is so much different than the God. No, he's not.
No.
It's all in there in the Old Testament and it's pointing towards Jesus. So, so again,
Jesus was in the Old Testament.
Exactly. And that's all of this in Deuteronomy is God. Because even then we get into chapter 8, it's Moses from, don't forget about God. Like, he's like, keep God first. And, you know that he has to be the center of this if this is going to work.
Well, and this is a new generation
new generation
that he's talking to. And so I don't know. You'd think that they would fully understand, but maybe he knows that they need a little extra pep talk. Yes. I don't know.
Well, you're talking about a group of people that they've never heard. They didn't, or they've heard. They never saw the escape from Egypt. They didn't experience the plagues. They didn't experience the power of God. They didn't in that way. They didn't experience the Red Sea. You know, so these are all stories that they're hearing, which is important for us today as we study this. Here's the thing. God has done powerful things throughout human history, but we also have to be people that see God doing powerful things in our own lives, because we can't just live off the experiences of others. And that's one of the issues when we think of Deuteronomy and then Judges, is when your faith is you're living just off of other people's experiences with God, that's not sustainable.
Right.
That's why Moses is laying the foundation. Remember what God did for your fathers. Now he's going to go do this for you. Now let's go do it.
Right.
And so that's kind of a thing. And then again, you know, the part of the reading, we get into the 28 and 29, 30, 31. I mean, this is where, again, it seems like a lot, but here's the thing about the Bible. God is pretty straightforward. you cannot walk away from it going like, well, I didn't know that.
Right.
You know, God lays it out. Right. This is what's going to happen if you obey.
Yeah.
This is what happens. And so then when we get to...
And Moses even tells them, like, you're going to break the covenant.
Yeah.
But here's what you do when it happens.
Exactly.
You're going to repent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and then there, you know, we see this moment of renewing the covenant. So it's that reminder that this is a covenant that it continues generation to generation. It doesn't stop. It's, hey, are you going to follow the Lord? Is this going to be for you? So this is encouragement. It should be really encouragement for us, especially those that maybe grew up in households of faith. It is, don't live your parents' faith, right? This covenant's for you, right? And so again, that's the beautiful part about this is Paul or Moses is he's telling the people that this is yours now. It's yours to run with. Go with it and take it. And that's what we see as Deuteronomy ends, is that preparation for the next steps, right?
Yep.
You see,
so he commissions Joshua,
gets the next leadership ready, you know. And this is what's cool about it, is you have Joshua, you know, he was second in command. He watched Moses. He was leading the people already. I love that because it speaks to the power of leadership coming from within. You know, when you think even about churches, raising up leadership from within, succession, understanding the heart of what's happening. So we see that, we get that preparation, and then Deuteronomy ends with, you know, it saying, okay, it's like the end of the book, right? Moses has died. You know, it kind of is that it's the period at the end of the first five books. It's like, this is complete. Now we enter into the, you know, the next trilogy or whatever you want to say. Now we're moving into the next, you know? So that's, you know, when you think about Deuteronomy, that's what it is that it's that excitement rally of let's go do this. It's Moses giving it, you know, and Moses was doing it cause he's like, I'm done. I don't get to go with you. I'm not going into the promised land. I'm going to see it, but I don't get to enter it. And that's something that happened before between him and God and Moses. Unfortunately, Moses not obeying the way he was supposed to. And that's his punishment. But, you know, he was fine with that. He was preparing the people to go, you're going to go live on beyond me. Go do it. So that's what we see in that passage.